Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
Is everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Lawson didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now Mrs. Lawson knows Does, D-U-Z, does everything in her wash. She's convinced this new kind of soap is best. Why, it's even improved her disposition. She used to be a regular crosspatch on wash day. She'd tell her husband...
What a job your work shirts are. Do you swim in grease?
She'd fuss at Sonny.
You wouldn't dirty up so many towels if you had to wash them.
And she'd tell her daughter...
I know your rayon undies don't look bright anymore, but I'm no magician.
Ah, but then Mrs. Larson became a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. She tried Does, the new kind of wash day soap that does everything. She found Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting tough dirt out easy... Plus, greater safety for the nice colors you wash. Now, Mrs. Larson says...
Bring on those work clothes. Does will clean them up pronto and without hard scrubbing.
Sure, Does can't be beat for cleaning power.
Who said it was hard to get towels white? Does does them dazzling.
Of course, Does can't be beat by any soap for white washes. The true whiteness you want.
Those colored rayons are no worry anymore. Does leaves them brighter.
Didn't I say Does is safer for those nice colors? Does everything. It's been proved best. In actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Of them all, Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find does best.
Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Molly and David are on their way to the little country school where Amadeo is now enrolled. But a chance meeting with Mr. Reynolds on the school road a short ways back has driven everything else out of Molly's mind. It was the first opportunity she had had to talk with the man Teresa Fernandez is engaged to marry, the man the community wants Molly to oppose in the approaching city council elections. The meeting with Mr. Reynolds was pleasant enough, except for one remark he made, which Molly and David haven't been able to fathom as yet. And to add to the tension of this first meeting, Rosie came running up to inform Molly that Elizabeth Neal called. Elizabeth Neal, a woman who has figured in some way in Mr. Reynolds' life. Listen.
Mom, wait for me.
We are waiting. Look out, Plaza. Look out, the snow is deep.
David, you didn't have to mention Elizabeth Neal's name when I was talking to Mr. Reynolds.
I didn't have to. But I didn't have to not to, also not.
All right, David.
Rosalie said that Elizabeth Neal was in the telephone, so I repeated that she was in the telephone. I don't know, Molly, why it's so important to be so careful with my vocabulary in front of Mr. Reynolds.
What do you know about Mr. Reynolds, David?
Enough. I know nobody in Lessenburg likes
him. Well, until we know why, David.
My reasons, Molly, I have.
Which are?
He shouldn't turn a young girl's head. Not a man in the Middle Ages. Especially when he has Elizabeth Neal around the corner. And everybody in Lessenburg knows what's between them.
All right, David. Yes.
Ma?
Yeah.
Ma?
Well?
I told Elizabeth Neal that you were going to the grocery and that she could call you there if it was important. And
what?
And she said if she could get a ride, she'd meet you.
All right. No, without her, the last of your standing, huh? You couldn't wait a minute. Is it very urgent, important news to put on a pair of glasses? All right, so please button your neck and go back to the house. I'll be right back with Amadeo when I get her from school.
Go right.
Ma, did Mr. Reynolds say anything?
No.
Well, did he hear me say that Elizabeth Neal was on the phone and she wanted to talk to you?
Uncle David saw to it that he heard. Now go back to the house, Rosalie, please. It's cold and your neck is open. Go.
Well, don't worry about it, Ma. I guess you have a right to speak to anybody in this town that you want to speak to.
Why not?
Go, Rosalie.
All right.
And be careful, Maud. The roads are very slippery and dangerous.
I know more dangerous things.
What?
Nothing.
Come on,
Bert. Come,
Bert. The weather is brisk, huh, Molly?
Uh-huh.
You like winter better than summer?
Mm-hmm.
You're mad?
No.
Why?
What for?
Well, why are you mad?
Not mad. I told you I'm not mad, David. But I say again, it wasn't paramountly important for you to say in front of Mr. Reynolds that Elizabeth Neal was on the telephone to speak to me.
When you were sitting in the snow after you fell, and he sat in his car laughing, did you like it?
So maybe I looked funny in the snow.
You didn't look funny.
Maybe I did.
You didn't.
All right, David.
Well, why should he think that you're keeping any secrets? Let him know that you know Elizabeth Neal, and let him know that she called you.
And why did you tell him I'm running for councilwoman?
So all right. Everything I said was wrong, huh? Well, why don't you better turn over in your mind what Mr. Reynolds said to you better?
What?
If you run, the issues will be very clear.
What issues? Well, what issues? We were the world on fire and everybody trying to put out this terrible fire. And replant the world and make it green again to be lovely, so lovely things can grow again. And then the sons can come back to their homes, so life can be lived again. What can the issues be? Why, what can the issues be? And so certainly the issues are clear. Issues. I don't know issues. The first time that word enters my vocabulary, issues. I don't know what issues. Issues are to work together for the good of everybody, to build together for that purpose. Issues. Issues and issues. What time is it, David?
I don't know. I left my watch home.
This way, David. Look out. Hold me. I'll hold you. Slippery
yes.
And the snow is deep again. Here.
Yes.
The school is around this bend. When it unbends, you'll see it.
Hello!
Hello!
Who's that?
It's Bruce Hanley.
Oh, I didn't recognize him with this muffler on his face. Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
Hey, just the lady I want to see.
Yeah, you're just the gentleman I want to see.
We're all looking forward to you being at the big meeting, Mrs. Goldberg.
Mm, yes. Can we walk and talk, please? It's so cold.
Come, Bruce, this way.
And I'm glad to see you're running for councilwoman, Mrs. Goldberg.
Everybody tells me I'm running. I'm still walking.
If Mr. Reynolds knows what's good for him, he'd do some running.
He is.
He's just the guy to run into something he's going to be sorry for, as smart as he is, I'm thinking.
Bruce, maybe you can answer a question that is weighing on my mental horizon.
Well, I'll try.
What are the issues in Lastonbury?
Well, normally I'd say in a time like this, there's only one issue.
Yeah?
And doing all we can to bring our boys back safely and to good homes and good jobs, bring peace to stay, and do it in such a way that everyone in town pulls his own oar because we're all in the same boat.
Of course.
Of course.
But what you said normally, now is not normally?
No, not with Reynolds running.
Why not?
Well, with a man like Reynolds running, things are going to be a little thrown out of kilter. But with you running, it's going to make the issues... Look out for this car.
Oh, it's Mr. Reynolds' car again.
Again? How well do you know Mr. Reynolds, Bruce?
Well enough. Looks like he's stopping to have a chat with his opponent. Hi, Mr. Reynolds.
Hi, Bruce. Hello again, Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello.
Our paths keep crossing. That's a good sign.
That doesn't always mean they're headed in the same direction, Mr. Reynolds.
Why the Mr., Bruce? When did you stop calling me Edward?
I didn't know anybody in town called you by your first name.
Some do, Bruce. Those who feel that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bruce and I were in the same grade in this school, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, yes, that's nice.
You have children in school here, don't you, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, not now, except Amadeo.
And the oldest, Sammy, is a first class in the U.S. Army now.
Overseas?
No, he's still on this side of the sea.
And also Rosie, Mrs. Goldberg's daughter, and Teresa... They went to high school together.
Yes, but Teresa was way ahead of Rosie.
How's your family, Bruce?
Huh? Well, only got a wife.
I'd like to see her sometime, Bruce. What are chances of bringing her up to the house sometime? For dinner?
Maybe. I live over on the other side of town, near the new factory. Right near that tract of land you own. I guess if a fellow owned as much land as you do, fellow wouldn't remember one piece from another.
You're wrong there, Bruce. I know just the place you're talking about. It's right on Jericho Turnpike, doesn't it?
Right. There's another way of remembering it, too, Mr. Reynolds.
How's that?
That's the stretch of property the village council is talking to buying from you to put up a housing project for the new workers planning to stay on after the war.
You interested in the idea, Bruce?
Sure am.
You, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, I don't know too much about it yet. I mean, I would say, even without knowing, that new houses for people and children can be bad.
Do you like the idea, Mr. Reynolds?
Now, I won't talk until I see my lawyer. I guess there are two sides to the idea, like there is to most ideas.
Or elections.
Or elections, Bruce.
Well, I guess I'll go. I don't want to miss my day at school.
Hey, Elizabeth. Here comes Elizabeth, Edward.
I think I'll miss my day. Excuse me.
I'll come right along with you, Mrs. Goldberg.
All right.
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Hello, Bruce.
In a hurry, Elizabeth? Get in.
Busy day for you, huh, Elizabeth? All the telephone calls you were making? What are you up to, Elizabeth? I want you to leave Lastonbury. I've explained everything to you.
They were words.
They were everything I had to say.
That's not enough. I loved you for too long.
I'm very grateful.
Don't be grateful. That's not what I want.
What do you want?
I don't want you to marry this child and make a fool of yourself. You're too old. You won't keep her. Love her if you like. Be a fool. Be crazy. But don't marry her.
When are you leaving Lastonbury, Elizabeth?
Never. I'll be here until the day you die.
Sometimes we fail to realize how useful certain things can be. Take Does, for instance. Now, you've heard me say Does is best. It does everything in your watch. Well, do you know this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too?
Say, that never occurred to me.
And you've got a wonderful discovery to make. Do you want suds that stand up until the last dish is done?
You bet.
You'll get them with Does. Do you want really fast action on grease?
The faster, the better.
You get it with Does. Do you want extra kindness to your hands?
Of course.
You get that with Does, too. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You see, you get everything when you get Does. Just try it. Watch how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. Notice you don't need to keep pouring in more soap. And see how easy Does cut through tough grease. You don't do any hard scouring. And notice how nice Does leaves your hands, so soft and smooth. Does best. Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, Elizabeth Neal seems to be quite a determined woman. And one thing Mr. Reynolds may soon discover is that love is sometimes the mother of hate. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your soap that does everything in your wash. At the dishpan, fight waste. Don't waste soap when you do your dishes. Soap contains materials needed to fight the enemy.